With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As efforts continue to find the victims of the Texas flooding, we are learning that one community did indeed have a warning system before the floodwaters hit.
As a wall of water was heading downstream, a long, flat tone blared over the tiny river community of Comfort, Texas, in a last-ditch warning for those who had missed cell phone alerts to get out. Everyone in Comfort, Texas survived the flooding. Comfort is no stranger to tragic flooding. In 1978, 33 people were killed, 15 of them in Comfort. So when an opportunity arose last year to expand the community's emergency warning system, residents buckled down to find the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico. That starts the 1st of August. President says Mexico has been helpful in stemming the flow of undocumented migrants and fentanyl into the United States, but adds they haven't really done enough yet to stop North America from turning into a narco-trafficking playground. Washington taking action against Havana. The latest on that now from correspondent Donna Warder.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is sanctioning Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other top officials for human rights violations and restricting access to visas. Rubio says on the social media platform X that the State Department would also impose visa restrictions on Cuban judicial and prison officials, quote, responsible for or complicit in the unjust detention and torture of the July 2021 protesters, end quote. The rare demonstrations came about after repeated blackouts in Havana and other cities. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. Americans do like the video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Missouri has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them 1 month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that had been approved by voters just last year. This is SRN News. Boeing is settling with a man whose family died in an airline crash in Ethiopia. Here's Mike Hempen with the story.
Boeing has reached a deal with a man whose wife and children were killed in a 2019 crash. The jury trial was to begin Monday to determine damages for Canadian Paul Njoroge. His wife and three children were taking Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 to Kenya, where they're from. The 737 MAX malfunctioned, killing all 157 on board. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Preliminary findings in last month's Air India crash say the aircraft's fuel control switches were turned off, causing a loss of engine thrust shortly after takeoff. Report also indicating both pilots were apparently confused over the change to the switch setting. 260 people were killed. One passenger survived. More details at srnnews.com.